Chapter 6. Read My Load-Shedding Lips. On my 10th birthday, my much-loved Uncle Max took me aside and said he had an exciting present for me, a camping trip to what was then the Eastern Transvaal. We'd hike, swim in a river, fish, pitch a tent, braai, and round off the night sitting at a campfire telling ghost stories while sipping hot chocolate and guzzling roasted marshmallows. Whenever I saw Uncle Max, he talked about our camping trip to the Eastern Transvaal. We would go soon, he promised. Next month, maybe. Just as soon as his car was fixed. When the weather wasn't so hot. When he got paid. When he was on leave. When it wasn't so cold. Definitely next year, he promised. Uncle Max, who has long since gone to the campsite in the sky, never took me to the Eastern Transvaal. So I hear you say, what does his promise in 1980 have to do with load shedding in 2023? Glad you asked. Two things. If we had gone camping, we would have had no electricity. And no matter how many promises he made and broke, I never stopped believing him. Even when I was well into my teens, I clung to a gossamer-thin fiber of hope that one day soon we would be sitting at a campfire, although it was old brown sherry, not hot chocolate, I'd be drinking. I didn't want to confront the truth that my uncle was a liar. A benign liar, for sure, but a liar nonetheless. It was easier for him to make promises about going camping than to go camping. Besides, I realize now, just talking about our holiday made him feel as if he was doing something. Just about every other day over the last decade, the government has told us the energy crisis is receiving urgent attention and promised that life will return to normal in 6 months, a year, 18 months, and soon we won't even remember this thing called load shedding. We know it's not true, but we believe, because if we don't cling to a sliver of hope, we have to accept our fate, which is that if the government doesn't have a handle on the electricity crisis, an economy that's swirling around the plug hole will go down the drain. There's not much we can do but believe. We've been believing for a long time. Eskom introduced load shedding in 2007 as an emergency measure suspending electricity to prevent excessive load on generation plants. Back then, blackouts were intermittent, a minor inconvenience. We joked about the lack of electricity being an excuse for romantic candlelit dinners. Jump 17 years and power cuts have been implemented on a near-permanent basis since September 2022, with South Africans suffering 6.2 hours a day without power in 2023, and often as many as 9.5 powerless hours as the stages climbed. The crisis has reached breaking point. No one is making jokes anymore. Even Nando's has stopped seeing the lighter side of the darkness, and when the peri-peri chicken oaks stop chuckling, you know we're in super A-grade shit. Warnings about an energy crisis were sounded as early as 1998. A quarter of a century later, we know that 1998 South Africa decided a lack of electricity was future South Africa's problem. So there wasn't enough investment in new power generation capacity, and the aging coal-fired power plant fleet wasn't properly maintained. And whatever investment did happen was the sort taught at the ANC School of Sound Business Practice. A prime example is Hitachi winning the contract to provide Medupi and Kusile power stations with boilers after it was good enough to pay millions of dollars to the ANC's front company, Chancellor House. Man, those Chancellor House chickens are sure coming home to roost. In February 2023, President Cyril Ramaphosa declared a national state of disaster and made a new promise, appointing a Minister of Electricity to solve the crisis. If only our grid ran on promises, we'd never run out of power, unlike the ANC. As academic and activist Kaya Sithole noted, there are lies, damn lies, and promises to fix Eskom. Some choice porkies about the end of load shedding. In 18 months to 2 years, you will forget the challenges that we had with relation to power and energy in Eskom ever happened. Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, who had been instructed to head a war room to turn around state-owned enterprises and address the electricity crisis, September 2015. I'm going to tell people there will never be any load shedding. I have been here. I have seen it. President Jacob Zuma, addressing staff at Eskom's Megawatt Park, May 2016. Load shedding will come to an end. It will not be a dark Christmas. President Ramaphosa, December 2019, there was severe load shedding over the festive season. We can and will do more to end load shedding, Ramaphosa, in his newsletter from the desk of the president, July 2022. I can assure you that load shedding will be reversed and dealt with decisively, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, June 2023. Eventually, in the next 12 to 18 months, we will be able to say load shedding is a thing of the past. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana, January 2023. We are certain that by 2024, the energy crisis will be over. Ramaphosa, August 2023. Towards the end of 2023, the ANC went into promise overdrive, declaring that the end of load shedding was nigh. Was this another lie in the form of cheap electioneering before the 2024 general election? Energy analyst Chris Yellen thinks so. He said Ramaphosa's promises were the words of a politician, not a president. This is the type of election talk with big promises and bold statements that we have become used to, Yellen told the Daily Investor website. I would have hoped that the president learned from past experience not to make bold and ill-informed statements. But it's easier to make promises about fixing Eskom than to fix Eskom, just like it was easier in 1998 to make our energy crisis future South Africa's problem. The only problem is, future South Africa has arrived, and now we would all like to cram into Marty McFly's DeLorean, hitch a stolen copper cable to the top of a clock tower, catch a lightning bolt, and jet back to the past to give 1998 South Africa a serious wake-up snot clap. Never mind speaking truth to power. We need our government to speak truth about power. Instead of load shedding, politicians should do some fib shedding. Better yet, we need to do some bozo shedding and cut loose incompetent politicians. For me, though, when the lights go out, I remember my kind, well-meaning Uncle Max and the Eastern Transvaal camping trip I never had. Let there be light. Until the week before Christmas, Tuesday 21st March was the only day of 2023 where there was no scheduled load shedding for the full 24 hours. According to Alistair Otter of The Outlier, a data journalism outlet that tracks our power cuts, there were a few days that saw stage zero during the day, but stage three returned in the evening. Bolt and a nut. A special Eskom whopper mention must go to former Public Enterprises Minister Alec Irwin for playing fast and loose with the truth about a loose bolt when the Western Cape was plunged into darkness at the beginning of 2006. Irwin addressed a press conference on 28 February, the eve of local government elections, to explain that a loose bolt had halted one of Kuberg's nuclear reactors. He said that the bolt had been tossed deliberately into a generator by saboteurs. The implication before the election was that it wasn't the ANC's inefficiency that caused the outage, but an anti-ANC saboteur wanting the ruling party to look bad. Let me be very clear on this, said Irwin. The bolt that caused the generator's destruction did not get there by accident. He later backtracked and told Parliament he never suggested it was sabotage. The DA accused Irwin of making a deliberately misleading statement by denying that he used the word sabotage in informing the public about the Kuberg incident. Irwin's spin doctors tied themselves in knots, trying to explain that just because Irwin said a deliberate attempt to damage the generator was sabotage, did not mean he was saying it was sabotage.